With this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, July 28th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's get you to a baseball score from yesterday. First of all, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series got started at Merchants Park in Carroll. And of course, we mentioned to you yesterday a couple of Plymouth County athletes participating on the Small Schools West team. Well, that team opened up the All-Star Series with a nice 4-3 victory over the Large Schools West team. And the ultimately winning run of the ball game was both driven in and scored by Plymouth County athletes. Boston Duska was at the plate when Jackson Bunkers was on third base in the sixth inning, and Boston got the job done. He scored Jackson Bunkers to make it a 4-1 ball game at the time. The Large School squad would get two runs in the seventh, but ultimately that fourth run was very necessary in giving the Small Schools West a 1-0 record in the All-Star Series. Of course, everybody plays each other once, and so whoever comes out with the best record will be declared the winner of the All-Star Series. That continues today and runs into tomorrow as well at Merchants Park in Carroll. We'll get you just to some professional baseball scores here in just a bit, but first let's go to some all-district teams that came out this week. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association releasing their all-district softball teams that featured 8 area athletes, and a great softball season once again for Plymouth County. Going to Class 1A's All-Northwest District team, that features 5 Plymouth County athletes, including a trio of state qualifying team members from Remsen St. Mary's, the 3 junior leaders, Maya Bunkers, Claire Schrader, and Marina Cronin. They earned all-district honors from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association this week. Gatlin Catholic junior infielder Larissa Poland, the only representation for the Jays, and Kingsley Pearson senior McKenna Bowman, also giving the Panthers some good recognition on the All-District 1A team. On the Class 2A All-Northwest District team, the area had 3 athletes named to that. A couple of Ashlands from Hinton were named to the All-District team. That included the junior, Ashlyn Kovarna, and the freshman, Ashlyn Kramer. Some great honors for them. And MMCRU senior pitcher Isabel Olson was named All-Northwest District as well. You can check out this listing on our website at KLAM1410.com. We've got a link so that you can find the entire list of all-district honors from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. We now go to the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association, where they do 2 teams for each all-district area, so that means there are more Plymouth County honorees. There are a ton in Class 1A, especially on the first team. Let's run those down for you. The Class 1A All-Northwest District Baseball first team sees Remsen St. Mary's dominate. That is 6 Hawks on the first team All-District. They include a pair of pitchers in sophomore Colin Holman and senior Isaiah Garrett. Akron Westfield junior ace pitcher as well had a great season, Ashton McCulley. He was named first team All-District this season. Behind the plate, well, that's, of course, Remsen St. Mary's sophomore Landon Waldschmidt, first-team All-District, and pretty much the entire infield, just except for first base, comes from Remsen St. Mary's. Second baseman Alex Schrader, shortstop Jackson Bunkers, and third baseman Cale Ortman. They all earn all first-team All-District honors. Then Kingsley Pearson, well-represented as well, outfielder Emerson Pratt, and a couple of utility guys that just seem to do everything on the field well. That's Connor Bielner and Boston Duskett. Of course, they pitch, they play the middle infield, and they can hit the ball very well. Again, they all earn first team all Northwest District. That is double digit honorees, 10 first team all district honors from Plymouth County. To the second team on Class 1A's All-Northwest District, more honors, 6 of them from Plymouth County on the second team. Pitcher Evan Newman of Kingsley Pearson, senior, he earned second team honors. Once again, another great catcher in the area, Keaton Logan, senior from Gatlin Catholic, here in second team all district. Akron Westfield third baseman Jack Terpstra earned second team all district. And then 3 utility guys, MMCRU's Mitchell Schneff, at Remsen St. Mary's Hunter Pick, and Akron Westfield's Casey Nielsen. They all earned second team all Class 1A Northwest District. To the Class 2A Northwest District, that's where we find Hinton utility senior Glenn Carlson, first team All-District honoree for Hinton and Glenn Carlson. On Class 3A's All-District team, first-team All-District goes to Lamar's first baseman, Aiden Hogue, and the second-team honor goes to Lamar's utility man, Tegan Kazel. Again, a great honors all up and down the line, 19 of them from Plymouth County. They are named to the All-District teams from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. You can find those listings on our website as well at KLEM1410.com. Now to some professional baseball scores from yesterday around the region. We'll go to the American Association, where it's been a rough road trip here for the Sioux City Explorers. They drop one in Canada to the Winnipeg Goldeyes 3-2. Sioux Falls Canaries, they beat Fargo Moorhead 7-5. It was Milwaukee taking down Lincoln 8-3. Chicago beat Lake Country 6-4. And it was Kane County getting by Kansas City by a score of 6-5. Not a whole lot around the region in Major League Baseball, but the Chicago Cubs did win that bitter rival contest with the St. Louis Cardinals 10-3. Guardians doubled up the White Sox by a score of 6-3. Then the Angels swept the Tigers 11-4 and 6-0 in a doubleheader there. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Also follow us on our Twitter page for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.